You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the James Dobson Family Institute's weekly podcast on Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Really glad to see you again. I hope you'll come back every week. Tell your friends and your neighbors about what we're doing. There are so many things going on in the United States that threatens our religious liberty, threatens our families and the values we're teaching, and really are central to what this podcast is about. And of course, all of these things at the end of the day get back to our freedoms that I'm afraid we tend to take for granted because, you know, this is a country built on the idea of constitutional liberties. A lot of these things have been in the news lately, as a matter of fact. There was stories breaking in recent weeks about folks that came to Washington for the Right to Life March, some of them young people that got thrown out of the Air and Space Museum, of all places, because they had gone there and on their clothing, they had insignia or sayings or little sentences that showed their Christian faith and also their pro-life views, and they got thrown out of the Air and Space Museum. And then, of all places, the National Archives. This is the place that keeps the great documents of the American founding, as well as a lot of other important writings and documents. And in this case, it was some Christian adults that went in to the National Archives and were unceremoniously showed the door because they too appeared to be Christians that had messages that some people might find offensive. But, you know, you don't know whether to laugh or cry about those things. But then something happened a couple of days ago that I think is even more indicative of what appears to be happening within the American government, within our government. The FBI office in Richmond, Virginia, working with a group called the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I believe is located in Atlanta, and in spite of what its name is a radical, far-left, very anti-Christian organization. That we've discovered that a number of agencies in the federal government are going to for advice. This organization some time ago labeled the Family Research Council as a hate group. Now, you may not know this. The Family Research Council began with Dr. James Dobson. It was a division of the work that he was doing. And it was supposed to represent that work here in Washington, D.C. And then I was honored to be the person heading the Family Research Council. And that council isn't doing anything different now than it was doing then. And it works on these issues. And here we have this group in Atlanta, Georgia, labeling them a hate group. Well, the FBI office in Richmond, Virginia, working with that group and also depending on some articles in very left-wing magazines, wrote a memo to its own staff saying that Orthodox Catholics that believed in the Latin Mass were a potential danger because their attitudes were the kind of attitudes in which Nazis and fascists and Christian nationalists and bigots might find a home. Yep, that's what the FBI office in Richmond, Virginia said. And so a memo was written to the staff basically saying, look, we're worried about this. We're concerned about it. Be on the lookout for it. And even suggesting that maybe the FBI needed to infiltrate some of those Orthodox Catholic churches in order basically to take names, to see if the FBI could find out early before that kind of threat developed. This is not that much different it's not that much different than what happened, you'll remember, some months ago when parents, including Christian parents, were showing up at school board meetings and complaining about some of the things that were being taught in the schools. And some of that related to how the schools were teaching American history, things about the transgender movement, a whole lot of those issues. And lo and behold, those parents were being labeled as potentially domestic terrorists. And a warning was issued that the FBI might be keeping track of those parents. So these are things that should never, ever, ever happen in the United States of America that was built on religious liberty and religious freedom. Now, when these stories have become public, I was, quite frankly, not only concerned about the substance of the stories, but I was amazed at how sort of tepid the backlash was. I mean, come on, every church in America ought to be preaching about this. Why not? Why were not more pastors, more priests saying something publicly about this? Now, I am happy to tell you that 18 attorney generals around the country sent a letter to FBI Director Wray and to the Attorney General of the United States saying, okay, save all your documents. We want to see every memo, every email that was written at that FBI office between FBI employees that led them to writing this memo. This is not acceptable in the United States of America. And, you know, the more I thought about it, one of the reasons I think there might not be as much said as, let's say, you would have heard 20 years ago or 30 years ago, is sadly, there's a lot fewer Christians. And a lot of the churches that are still meeting, some of them are buying into this idea, not that America is the country built on freedom of religion, but that America is a country built on freedom from religion. A big difference, folks. I mean, those are two entirely different concepts. And the one's right, and the other one is quite frankly dead wrong. But you know, if you've taken a look lately at your kids' textbooks, in a lot of schools, they are teaching your children, your grandchildren, that religion is not supposed to have anything to do with American government, with public policy, with politics, with the public square. And so I know from experience talking to a lot of school kids, high school kids, that that's what they've been taught. And quite frankly, they don't understand why me as a Christian come to their school to talk about government and public policy. Yeah, I get this line. Well, don't you know, haven't you heard of the separation of church and state? So I'm afraid that even a lot of Christians have been sold a bill of goods and believe there's something in the Constitution that leads them to stay away from government. So today I was in Washington walking around and doing some meetings, and I started reminding myself that all over Washington, D.C., on the public buildings, there is literally etched in the stone the evidence of what previous generations of Americans, all the way back to the American founding, right up till now, thought about the role of religion in American public life, the role of God in the American founding. And quite frankly, the role that Christians played in the American founding. There wouldn't be an America without involved Christians, men and women that believed in God and believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. At the American founding, 99% of the American people were self-described Christians. if they thought their new government was building a government built on the idea that they were not supposed to be involved in American government and America's public debates and the public square, they would have never formed America to begin with. They would have had more religious liberty under the British Empire than under an America that was built on the idea that Christians and the church had to be completely separate from the government in the United States. Now, what they did believe is America shouldn't have a government church. There shouldn't be an official church that government tried to force everybody to worship. That's completely different than the idea that Christians and believers shouldn't be involved in American government and in our public debates. Well, as I was walking around today, I started jotting some things down because I didn't want to forget any of them. The U.S. Capitol building. If you've ever come to Washington, D.C., I'm sure you've gone to the U.S. Capitol building. The words "In God We Trust" are all over that building. I mean, you almost have to, you know, intentionally try to avoid looking someplace that says "In God We Trust." If you go into the House of Representatives, along the top of the chamber, there are renditions of 23 famous lawgivers. Now, 22 of those lawgivers, we see the profile of the lawgiver. There's only one lawgiver that looks right at you. He's looking right at those members of the House of Representatives when sometimes they do some really stupid things. And that's Moses, who the founders believed was the most important lawgiver of all. Now, as you know, he didn't really come down with the laws. Well, he didn't write the laws. He was given the laws by the God of the Bible. And so he wrote down God's dictation and brought those laws to the Jewish people. And the founders of America, the early Congresses, thought he was so important because these were God-given laws. They put him and presented him in a way different than all the other important lawgivers. There's religious artwork all over the United States Capitol. If you probably have heard of the Rotunda, that's where, you know, John F. Kennedy Ronald Reagan laid in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol building. And in that rotunda, if you're a tourist and you walk around, or if you work in the Capitol building, or if you go up there to talk to members of Congress about things we care about, as I do regularly, you will see in the rotunda depictions of Columbus praying. You'll see an artist's rendition of the Indian princess Pocahontas being baptized into the Christian faith. You'll see pilgrims praying. In one of the hallways of the Capitol, you'll see the phrase, "America, God shed his grace on thee." I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Well, look, I've been talking here for a while, and even though I'm in Washington, D.C., I promised Dr. Dobson I was not going to filibuster on these podcasts. So I want you to come back next week because I want to leave you today with a message of hope, because I think all these things we're seeing by these out of control government agencies, ultimately, if we do the right thing, it's not going to work because it's directly counter to what America was built on. And I'm going to go into Washington, D.C., and I'm going to walk around the city because I know in the city, all over on the monuments, inside the government buildings, etched into the stone are the words of America's founding. And those words should be an encouragement to you and to me because they are the words of our founders and the words of presidents throughout our history that make it absolutely clear that men and women of faith, and specifically Christians, must be involved in the battle for America. So come back next week. I'm going to finish the story for you. Tell your friends and neighbors. And in the meantime, God bless you and your family. This is Gary Bauer signing off for the James Dobson Family Institute.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.